I think it's time we look at kickstart the program. It is 17 minutes past 3 in Africa, and we are to start the worship this afternoon and this morning elsewhere. And we welcome you corners of the earth, wherever you are, this time, and may the Lord give us the purpose of this meeting. And just like patients who come to the hospital offices early in the morning, feeling ready to aid, and we are only satisfied when they go home with a packet of prescribed medicine. And unless that is not done, they remain in the hospital until the doctor says, go, this is how status you are. So it's us, sinners, just as we are brought before the presence of the Lord, to be healed. And I thank you that God brought us together. We don't take that for granted. Our reading this Saturday, the 17th of June, shall come from the book of John, chapter 6. After reading chapter after chapter, we just want to continue encouraging each one of us to grow in the spirit of reading the Bible and understanding the context of the Bible, so that we are, because we no longer nowadays preach the messages, we preach messages as we read them in the scriptures. So read after, verse after verse, chapter after chapter, so that they make sense to people. And we would like to declare the way we just capture the prophet to say, come each and make the difference of that from where you don't know where they come from. But usually it's about time to develop the spirit of reading the Bible, getting the message, a little message of the grace of God as this is shown and written in the scriptures. I will allow any brother from Tupa to read for us in our direct language, John chapter 16, and please may we attentively listen as one is reading, the pastor there reading from verse 1, and we go down to verse 40, John chapter 16. I'm not very good to want to go on that. You know, I'm used to chapter 1, then chapter 6 is the summary of verse.
John chapter 1, verse 1. John chapter 6, verse
1. 6 1.
John chapter 6, verse 1. Sila yana shoga yesu kunga sija ni chama nyanja yangu kadiri ya dia sideri ya nipo kama muda nipo mla anzu inamsa da iye kipanda ona zidigio zimele ana jida baodwa kama yesu ana kwa yana kupili na kama baasi kama yego amo zidi amkuzia je nisho nipo kusikita kando la ayuda. Anaendelea. Baada ya Yesu kuongeza maswali, ndipo wale kudika mradi huu lilikuja kwa yeye. Ananena kwa Filipo, "Tizo kula kuti kunikaze kuti aje a koma anadina hichi kuti amuyese. Pakuti anadzoya kha chimene atachira." Tesefe. Filipo anayankaiye Minade maubia akega na zanawini si kwa nilaka iyo kuti yense adenge pangono. Lesei, mmoja wa kukusia aje Andrea mbale wa Simoni, Simoni Petru anene na diye. Pari yama adabano, amene adinayo migade istane adele, nizi somba juhili. Omananga izi, zifiki ya blanji ambini hotele. Lesei, Nakati Yesu akaritere anthu pansi ndipo panali udzi wambiri pamalopo pamenepo amunawo anakhala pansi kuwerenga kwawo monga zikwi zisanu la 7 pomwepo Yesu anatenga mikateyo ndipo pamene anayamika anagawira iwo akukhala pansi momwemonso ndi tisomba monga momwe iko anafuna Yesu ndipo pamene adakhuta iwo adanena kwa ophunzira ache sonkhanisani makombo kuti kasatayike kathu pomwepo anasonkhanitsa nadzaza mitanga 12 ndi makombo a mikate isanuwo yapelele monga monga anatsalira akudyawo 14 chifukwa chake anthu poona zizindikiro zimene anazichita ananena kuti anelengene mneneri ndithu wakudzayo mdziko lapansi 15 pamenepo Yesu pozizindikira kuti ali kufuna kudza kudzamugwira iye kuti amonge ufumu anachokanso kunkha ku phiri kwa yekha verse 16 koma pofika madzulo akuphunzira ake anatsikira ku nyanja ndipo pamene adalowa mngalawa anali mkuwoloka nyanja kufunkha kukali nawo ndipo kutada pamenepo kutada pamenepo koma Yesu asanadze kwa iwo verse 18 ndipo nyanja inali kuwuka chifukwa cha mphepo yayikulu yakuwombako 19 ndipo pamene adabalasa monga masitadi ya 20 ndi 5 kapena 30 anaona Yesu akuyenda pa nyanja ndikuyandikira ngalawa ndipo anachita mantha 20 koma iye ananena nawo ndine musaope pamenepo anaona kumlandira mngalawa ndipo pomwepo ngalawayo inafika kumtunda umene anali kunkhalako 22 mmawa mwake khamu la anthu limene linathaima tsidya lija la nyanja linaona kuti ibe ngalawa ina koma imodzi ndi kuti Yesu sanalowe pamodzi ndi akuphunzira ache mngalawamo koma akuphunzira ache adachoka pawokha 23 koma zinachoka ngalawa zina ku Sidaliya pafupi pamalo pomwe adadyerapo mkate mmene Yesu adayamika 24 chifukwa chake pamene khamu la anthu linaona kuti panalibe Yesu ndi akuphunzira ake panalibe iwo okha analowa mngalawa nadza kukapere nawo ali mkufuna Yesu 25 ndipo pamene anampeza iye sidya lina la nyanja anati kwa iye Rabi munabve kuno liti 26 Yesu anayankha iwo nati inderu ndine na ndinu munandifuna ine sichifukwa munaona zizindikiro koma chifukwa munadya mkate ndi munkhuta gwirani ntchito sichifukwa cha chakudya chimene chitayika koma chifukwa cha chakudya chimene chitsalira ku moyo wosatha chimene mwana wa munthu adzakupatsani inu pakuti amene Atate ndiye Mulungu adamulembera chizindikiro 38 pamenepo anati kwa iye tichite chiyani kuti tichite ntchito za Mulungu 39 Yesu anayankha nati kwa iwo ntchito ya Mulungu ndi kuti mukhulupirire iye amene iyeyo anamtuma 30 chifukwa chake anati kwa iye ndipo muchita zizindikiro chanji kuti timuone ndi kukhulupirira inu muchita chiyani 31 Atate athu anadya mchipululu monga kwalembedwa mumkati wochokera kumwamba anawapatsa iwo kudya 32 chifukwa cha Yesu anati kwa iwo inderu ndinena kwa inu simodzi amene akupatsani mkate wakumwamba koma Atate wanga anakupatsani mkate wokona wakumwamba 33 pakuti mkate wa Mulungu ndiye wakutsika kuchokera kumwamba nobwo somo kwa ziko la basi pamene wana ati kwa iye ambuye vatse ni shonkare umene nthawi zonse kana pale Yesu ana ati kwa iyo ine ndine mkate wa moyo iye amene adza kwa iye sadzamva njala ndiye amene akhulupirira ine sadzamva udzu nthawi zonse koma ndina ati kwa inu kuti mungakhale mwandiona simukhulupirira chinthu chonse chimene anandipasa Atate chidzadza kwa ine ndipo wakudza kwa ine sindidzamutaya iye kunja eneji pakuti ndinatsika kumwamba sikuti ndichite chifuniro changa koma chifuniro cha iye amene anandituma ine enei koma chifuniro cha iye amene anandituma ine ndi ichi kuti zaidi chonse ine anandipasa ine ndisatayiko kanthu koma ndikachiukitse tsiku lomaliza pakuti chifuniro cha atatanga wakumwamba ndi ichi kuti yense wakuyangʼana mwana ndikumkhulupirira iye akhalebe nawo moyo wosatha ndipo iye ndidzamuukitsa iye tsiku lomaliza amen.
Amen. That's a beautiful scripture reading from Father Peter there. And it's how Jesus Christ declared in himself, him as the bread of life, which comes down from heaven. And these people were seeking him for the bread that would satisfy them in this world. He made the point very clear here that the bread you are talking about, you get them today, it ends today. But the bread that I'm gonna give you, which is my Father gives you, is that it's going to take you up to the eternal life. What is the bread that comes from heaven? Given, or it gives life to the world. And that's Christ Jesus. He is the bread of God. Mm-hmm. Everyone comes to him shall not hunger nor have a thirst. He, as Jesus Christ, is the work of God. And he said it is because it's normal that the foreigners we are, we always ask for the work of our salvation. What should we do? What shall we do that we may work for the works of God? And that's the question that the you might read in this portion of scripture. They ask me, what shall we do that we may work for the works of God? And Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him. And that's Jesus, whom God the Father sent. So there's not any other work, but the work is believe in him whom he sent. Probably that's very frustrating because they were ready to work for their salvation. That's like all of us. People like to work for something so that they can be forgiven. And let me just not read the whole portion, but let me just, those of you who are following, it's very, very important that the scripture is saying this to us this afternoon. From verse 22, the day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save the one where into his disciples were entered. And that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Now there came other boats from Tiberias, nigh unto the place where they did eat bread. After that, the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, then they knew that they were in trouble, they were not going to eat anything. They also took shipping and they came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rab, when comest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Are we not just like that today? Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then say they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They say therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see? That's another religion number two. The other is in the work. The other one is seeking the miracles, sign, so that we should believe until we see the sign. What goes to that work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread and from heaven to eat. But the straight God has to put slain here. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you that true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and gives life into the world. They say, say they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. The five and seven said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that he also hath seen me and believed not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down all the way from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Shall we sing to the Lord this morning? Rock of Ages, number 82. Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages, pray for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy river side which flow be of sin that I hold you. Cleanse me from the guilt and farm. Not a labor of my life can fulfill thy Lord's demand. For my zeal more is thy Lord. Could my tears forever grow?
Subject is the only begotten Son of God. The only begotten Son of God.
And then the Sunday my Bible from book Lamas to 13. The mother said it too, ladies of the Wani. Mother Muru of the Lat and Menedi Fusion and G. Overdway Ka Wataje.
So here Paul is preaching from the Old Testament to these that were gathered in a Jewish synagogue. His audience was made up of Jews and proselytes, that is, of Gentiles who had converted to Judaism. That's who he was preaching to here. And here, as always, his subject is the Lord Jesus Christ. And here is a good lesson for all of us that are preachers that the Lord has raised up, that we have no other subject, regardless of the scripture, than Christ and Him crucified. Now remember that there were no Bibles printed yet in Paul's day. There were scrolls of scriptures that were found in the synagogues that the scribes had made copies of, but for the most part, in order for somebody to be able to hear or read the scriptures, it would have to be in one of these synagogues. And Paul's pattern here that we're going to see is one that all of us as preachers need to follow, and that is that every word that we declare, it not only be of Christ, but it also be from these scriptures. It's not our interpretation of scriptures that men need to hear, but they need to hear the word. And so here in Acts 13:32, we read, "And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Psalm 2, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee." What Paul is quoting is from Psalm 2 and verse 7, where we have the words of the Son to the Father, where he says, "I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee."
Mawia wabu amena maala ni vila Paulo, atena watenga, mbuku la masali mwomu kwa chwini, njimaka sebe, imena manina kuti, nitabuza za jitimigizo, Yehova amena ndine, nwendwe mwana wanga, inelelo, ndakubala.
So that's our subject that we're considering. What is it for Christ, Jesus, to be the begotten Son of God? There are groups today that do not believe that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. And so when they read a portion of scripture like this, they will say immediately, "Aha! You see, Jesus was a created being." And there are those that say he was created by God and adopted as his son, and then through him created all things. That's how they would interpret this.
Yeso Christ Because it was wrong, say, Zbelling it on the air. Now, Zbelling it on the Oyama. Since it was Zbelling it on the air. I can't plan to open the Oyama, what I did. But then it would be many and common and from Zia, Marema.
But to interpret Psalm 2 and verse 7 that way is to completely pervert the scripture. Because if you notice here, Paul is not citing this scripture in order to prove that Jesus was a created being. That's not why he quotes it here.
No,
the word begotten means to be raised again from the dead. You can see it there in verse 33, where before he quotes the scripture, he says, in that he, God, hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Paul is describing for them the fulfillment of the scriptures in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it means for him to be the begotten Son of God.
So
it raises the question, how important then is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead to the preaching of the gospel? I believe you would agree with me in saying that without the truth of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, there is no gospel. There were among these that were listening, some that were called Sadducees. Those are the two groups back in the day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. They believed that you simply lived your life here as best as you can, and when you die, that's it.
And
I dare say there are many today that would love to have it so. That way there's no accountability. That way, for them, there's no judgment. You can live your life as you want here, do the best you can, but in the end, there's no eternal condemnation. I know many, many people for whom that would be a popular message, but it's not the gospel.
Before 우리가 잠이라 불빌려 부모의 모든 소문을 접은 것이다 나온 것이 엄마 젠네네라고 쓰니까 전하고 수태도 하고 아이디초.
Now the Sadducees obviously would be teaching by this false doctrine that we still do the best we can. We've been placed on this earth to serve humanity, and so we serve humanity to the best of the ability that we have. That's how they would preach. They had the law, and they preached the law as a way of living a peaceable life on earth, but they didn't want to hear anything of a resurrection and a judgment.
We
have a congregation or an organization here in Shreveport that is called the Universalist Church, and their belief is that when you die, you just become part of creation. And so you live in such a way as to devolve into the best part of creation that you can. But there's no afterlife, there's no judgment.
Uma kubezona kuti ukale ndimoyo chikatu zinthu koma ukaanga kufa munthu suma ukasoka kufa koma tukati chimene chikatu ukaanga kufa umakasandulika mkhati chichina chake kachiwolengedwe chichina chake ukasandulika udzu ukakhala mchengo umakafanana chiwolengedwe chake ukakhala madzi kwina kwake imene amakhulupirira koma suniwe umakaukasoka kufa mtsogolo ayi.
In other words, when you die, then you become part of the wind that blows. So all that are your relatives can know that when that wind blows, that might be you. Or you might become part of the flowers or the clouds or a star. That's how they perceive the afterlife. There's no resurrection. There's no judgment. They would be of those that worship the earth then, because if you really believe that that is your end, then they promote and teach how we're to take care of the earth. In fact, they even have what's called an Earth Day. And that's their God. And they consider themselves to be good people. They don't want to hear about sin. They don't want to hear about death. They don't want to hear about condemnation or judgment or holiness of God. You can imagine, this would get them upset.
I'm going to go to the house.
And as we read on here in Acts 13, we see that that was exactly the result of Paul's preaching, that the Jews were stirred with envy. In verse 45, it says, and they contradicted and blasphemed what he was preaching. Well, what was he preaching? The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of sinners. There are just as many in the secular world that would love a message that says that there's no resurrection and that there's no judgment after death. These would be ones who would say, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. There were those that reasoned that way, even in Paul's day. But whether religious or secular, they both share a common disease, and that is depravity of the heart, and that they never have seen their sin or depravity before God. And that's where we would be if God were to leave us to ourselves. We would never see the significance or the need or the importance or the urgency or the alarm of being sinners and in need of a Savior. You notice that Paul, even though he knew that there were those in the audience that would vehemently disagree with him preaching on the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, they were excited to hear about him having been crucified because they wanted to be him. They wanted to be through with him. They were done with him. But now to preach that he is raised from the grave, Paul didn't even hesitate to preach what the scriptures teach. We're not to turn or pervert the word of God just simply because people disagree with it. And you'll notice as well that when Paul took up this subject vital to the gospel, he didn't try to soft step around it. He didn't say, well, I'm going to be talking to you today about a subject that might get some of you upset, but let's put all of our chairs in a circle and let's discuss it together and see if we can at least find some good, everybody giving their thoughts and opinions. Let's discuss it. That's not what he did. That's how many preachers today do it. They're not preachers that God has raised up, but they don't want to offend anybody. So on subjects like God's election, on the death of Christ, on sin and salvation, they open it up for discussion. And each person tells what they see in the scripture. What it is a pool of ignorance. We have here a pattern of how it is we're to preach the gospel. You see, in verse 32, this is how it began. He says, and we not discuss with you, but we declare unto you. In verse 33, he's not saying to them, well, let me just share with you a few thoughts that I have. No, he says, as it is also written in the second psalm or in the scriptures. We declare this word. And it's not just one scripture that he takes out of context like some preachers. In verse 35, he goes on, wherefore he saith also in another psalm, thou shalt not suffer thine holy one to see corruption. And you can see down in verse 38 how he concludes it. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you, the forgiveness of sins. You may not like to hear it, but there is not forgiveness of sins given anywhere but through this man. You can see how those that the Lord raises up to preach are preachers by persuasion. They've been persuaded by the Spirit of God that these things are so. And men in their smiles or frowns will not deter one of the Lord's servants. That's why Paul wrote to the Galatians in Galatians chapter 1 in verse 10. He said, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ." You cannot preach this gospel with an eye to Christ and another eye to men. No. One mind, one heart, one focus, one subject, one message is Christ, Him crucified and risen again. Now it would be sufficient had Paul simply declared that the scriptures teach that he's the begotten Son of God. In other words, he died and rose again. But he continues by the direction of the Spirit to explain how it is that this occurred. And this is for our comfort. This is for our learning.
You
can see that in verse 34. He says, "And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, no question, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise," and again he's quoting another scripture from Isaiah 55 and verse 3, "I will give you the sure mercies of David." Now, the reason Paul is stating this is because there were in that audience Jews that believed that the sure mercies of David, promised through David, came just by being Jews, the natural descendants of Abraham. That was their thinking. If we're born a Jew, then that means we benefit from God's mercies to David. If you don't think that this is important to a natural Jew, even today, look at the Israeli flag for the country. What is it? It's the Star of David. They truly believe they are favored sons of God because they are Jews. So there were the Jews here in the audience that were listening to Paul preaching, telling them that the sure mercies of David were not given through natural seed, but they were given through this one, the Lord Jesus Christ, God's begotten Son. So not only was this going against what these Jews believed, but also the Gentiles among them, those proselytes described there as those that feared God, they were made to believe as well that in order to benefit from the mercies of God, they would have to themselves become Jews. These are Greeks that had subjected themselves to circumcision and were following all the laws and rules and regulations as they were being taught, thinking that that was the way that they would have God's favor. And now, Paul is declaring unto them that all of that is nothing but filthy rags. Now, just as this would have been a shock to them hearing this message, think of yourself, how we grew up believing, even though if we said that salvation is by God's grace, we still believed that it still required some effort on our part, or that we had to make a decision, make a profession, and then walk the walk and talk the talk. This is something we believed until it pleased God through the gospel and the preaching of his word to reveal Christ in us and show us that no, all of God's mercies are in the Lord Jesus Christ and by his work accomplished. You see, Paul is here in these verses 35 to 37 describing that these mercies don't have a thing to do with David, but David's seed. That's why it says there in verse 35, wherefore he saith also in another psalm, so that's the fourth scripture that he's citing, thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. So to get their eyes off of David, he says in verse 36, David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption, but he, again back to Christ, the seed of David, through whom these mercies were given, whom God raised again, saw no corruption. You can see what he's concluding, that to trust in any man or the work of the flesh is to trust in corruption, even our own flesh, nothing but corruption. We die, and these bodies corrupt because we are dead dog sinners. But this one, the Holy One, who came to satisfy God's law and justice, not only paid the debt, but God raised him up again because it was impossible that his soul should see corruption. He's the Holy One.
Jesus Sebenarnya sekristu, di mana kau pun komori, amene ada apa, pun tak mera mati orang itu. Kau mak, anggap ada pun di sawah kau, kau nunggu ada pun di sawah kau, si pula mulu, teh, wajah susu kadasa, kuole la manda, si pula ni beru yang pada dadena, pula di mos kidana di nyoya aku, aku cikola pansi, kau ni yang kau cikola pansi diola, dia pun fakale, si pula ni mulu si pula.
Now you notice another point here about how the gospel is preached. Someone summed it up one time. They said, stand up, speak up, and then shut up. And that's a pretty good way of describing. We stand up before men, we speak up regarding the things that are revealed here in Scripture, and then we shut up. We're not there to try to persuade men or to get them to make a decision or somehow with music playing, get them a walk in the aisle. We don't see any of that here.
Jika ni dia tak puji ma, sama semua orang tu, jika orang dia tak cinta, jika orang ni tak cinta, dia kena ni pas. Jika orang ni mahu solat kita, dia mahu usaha, kami nak pulak kepada Islam tu, kami mahu membawa kehendak ni, kami mahu percaya. Aku mahu kerja tu, ai, kami nak kerja di dalam ini, kami nak mahu puji ma, si kerja aku, si kerja mahu solat cinta, kita dah boleh pasti kita boleh cinta. Musa nak pandai sembilan tu, cinta semua terbaik. Imirani, Larikirani, Kalibasi, Wachirapompo. Ndani mbiposa, zikariya mungu, ndi mzimu hake kutza, nikumura mkula, nikulembe mzambole, omu chwache mao, chukua mungu wakuna wakuna mzimu.
Look how Paul concludes it there in verses 38 through 40. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. He ends this message not with an invitation, but with a declaration. The same as he started, we declare unto you. He ends with, we declare unto you. Be it known.
Bukanya itu musik cegi. Sama aja dengan aku bucuk golongan tu. Aiy, kemudian aku pun jumi ke, bujumire tu. Aku nak tarik, buji. Naiye cila lagi lo, kau ini nu si kru kilo cama cimo. Ada semikit dekuti. Aku tak kuki cama cimo, cengkau lagi kime. Zatera apa aku? Ada saya ganjil tu. Ati kita bukanya bucuk golongan tu. Aiy.
He noticed in verse 39. And by him all that believe are justified from all things. Why? Because of the death of Christ. Their believing is the fruit of what Christ accomplished. And it says, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. But you notice he doesn't go into, he doesn't stop and there say, okay, now let me explain to you what it is to truly believe. And if you really want to believe, then this is what you have to do. None of that.
Mereka mahu jenazah sejenai, orang orang yang mampu disapuri. Di bawah ini ye, yang seorang kulitnya ayat sebelah orang ramai, yang seorang kulitnya sebelah orang ramai. Orang ni ambil orang cipta si itu, bagaimana mungkin dia dapat buat ayat? Kau tak puji? Si falso, siapa kau bawa buat macam ini yang seorang Kristus ada si kulitnya? Si mereka kulitnya. Nibu kulitnya, wapa kulitnya udah punya mereka dah kuat mana, kau esok nak kulit. Nibu pun kami ni amat senang orang. Untuk selesai, si zaman si muka si udah selesai, boleh cedua orang mana di sini belum cemas si. Kalau jangan kamu di sana punya mama lagi, kalau kamu dari mana kamu keluar orang mana, kerana kamu ada ni jauh si. Dari mana kamu punya muskil ni? Muka dengan siapa orang muka dengan muka yang easy. Saya tak boleh ni kuat pun aku sila. Zira, zaman itu mereka zitu kuli akses kumpul muka kerana manusia pelakai. Ia adalah boleh dikatakan dia sokris mereka ada apa dikuka, ada nama bungunsa. Wajar apa pun,
You can see how he warns his hearers. And that's what we do. As we declare Christ and him crucified, having died and risen again, we warn sinners, but we leave the matter with God. He says, beware therefore, verse 40, lest that come upon you, which is spoken of in the prophets. He's talking about condemnation. Behold, ye despisers. Now, if he's trying to win some people over, that's not the way to do it. Ye despisers, and wonder, and what? Perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which you shall not in no wise believe, though man declared unto you. He's talking about God giving that nation over to their own reprobate mind and ultimately destroying the temple, where it has remained to this day in ruins.
Kuhuti, chinda tere inutoni ledwa, ndia neneriho. Tawakani, ope kutsa inu, zizwani, kanganugani. Kuhuti, ndi kujita nshiba ine, maskuhu anu. Nshiba inene, simudza ikurubiria, wina, agakusa. Kuratu nalimi murungu mwini, aminama shika kuwatenga watu, nukawa hika kukuzikurubiro za filendo, kurasa kurubirile murungu, akalema malo kwa hula kukulubi ila uchenga wabino, asika chita zimene zozo mzini, usela mjilajika mbezo, chifoni mungu, alipe na wanchido, anzwanki mbele wongu. Kwa ma amini kwa mungu wako wakuna, ama chiso kwa kasa mchegea, kwa hula uchenga wabino.
So to summarize what we've seen today regarding Jesus Christ, the begotten Son of God, he is the resurrected Lord. That's who he is, to be begotten again from the dead. He came, lived, died, and rose again. And that is how the scriptures declare, thou art my son. He's the eternal son of God. His life was without beginning or end, but as the God-man, as the man, the mediator, it was necessary that he die. But in dying, that he rise again. And that's why the scriptures were fulfilled this day. Have I begotten? Speaking of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ada ini kita bukan orang tuhbi, dibukul orang tuhbi, dibufam tuhbi. Di sini mana ada orang kau bufam tuhbi? Di sini mana ada lembab duaan so? Pamela mana tuhbi? Leo, dia bukan.
That's why Paul describes this here in verse 33 as God having fulfilled what he had promised in the scriptures. How do we know that the death of the Lord Jesus Christ is all that is necessary for forgiveness of sins and justification unto righteousness, as described there in verses 38 and 39. It's, we know it because God raised up his son from the dead. Had he not fulfilled the salvation of his people, then he would have remained dead. But the fact is, he rose again. You can see how vital this is to
the gospel message.
Now,
지금 지금 소리무는 국민이 알아보기 사만화하게 국민이 사만화하게 가해수 니지 침비기에서 여자부터 무릉구 와관이 사마 마우제사노 아게 아미나다 로제사기 아프로카고 두고라마시구리 아미 아제도트리바 마시모아오.
You see, the religious world celebrates the resurrection of Christ once a year. It's at a time they call Easter. And that's man's fabrication. Do you realize that every time we meet together, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ? Because if we're hearing the gospel, then there is no gospel unless we preach Christ dying and rising again.
In
Romans 4, 24 and 25, we see that to believe God is to believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Any that do not see in what Christ accomplished by His death, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the reason why God raised Him, it says in verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses, but was raised again for our justification. In other words, that's the proof that Christ has finished the work and that indeed our sins have been put away, the fact that He raised Him from the dead.
Now we see what she fungo to put your faith on Gama. About that, yet it seemed in the Timidizo, Zabuzi, who for the waters of Christ, you will remember the Missa Azu. What do we do? Give a team of our own to see that God said what? That many years of Christ, what is so about far? And for the castle of the Chimo, and a caraway and a what? Yes, other bodies of the summer Chimo, but we are about us.
Do you realize that this is what makes the difference between the gospel and every other religion in the world that's founded on man? You think about even the Muslims. They follow the teachings of a man, Muhammad, who's already dead and never rose again. They're following a dead man's teachings. You think about even the Buddhists who believe in a Buddha who died and is no longer. There's a group of people over in the Mideast and in India and China that believe in the Dalai Lama. And they believe that he is their God. And yet when he's dead and gone, they will be following the teachings of a dead man. This gospel is the only message that declares that he came, lived, died, and rose again. And so we serve a living Savior, not one who is dead. We don't follow a dead man's teachings, but a living Savior who ever lives to intercede on behalf of those for whom he died.
Quando você ouve o Senhor,
The next time I want to come back to verses 38 and 39 and show the connection between Christ's death, burial, and resurrection and forgiveness of sins and our justification before God. But to close and show the importance of Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God in His resurrection from the dead, I would leave you with 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If you look there, and verses
1-4.
Notice, moreover, brethren, here it is again. I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory that I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, notice, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, notice, according to the Scriptures. All of that is the sum and substance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kutenga wabino, umene dunagula likira mekidu. Umeneso, dunagula zira. Umeneso, meimamu. Umeneso, mungu mutiwa nao, ngadimu kisa, munga mungwe, dunagula likira mekwa inu. Ngati, simuna kukulikirira, cha abe. Kwa kujitikateza kwa inu, oyamba, 지면에 속나는 뒤에 우리 그리스도 안에 들어서 입각하고 뭔가 마마리고 니보다나이기 그와 니보다나오기 집에 집어시다고 뭔가 마마리고 그래서 솔로몬 세세미가 마음 집에 이마 마음 리고 집에 시키니까 뭔가 마마리고.
And you can see in verse 12 how Paul brings this home to his readers and even to ourselves. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain.
我们在这个历史，阿里比多，不是我们一起的话不发，那么在哎，那么一，阿里的话你不记得，不记，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得，不记得
phrase, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. He said he was dying to put away sin, but if he never rose again, what proof is there that God never accepted his sacrifice? The proof is that God raised him again. And in that, we can rejoice. So we'll look at that next time. What are the effects? What are the fruit of what Christ accomplished? It's all in the gospel.
Numara 17, acuti. Unde Cristo s-a înălțit-o? Și crucioteam și s-o îndăpași. Muri și cărire în ce moan. Până unde îndăriți cu s-a înălțit-o, eu n-am să reconcim. Una pare că urmă, prozără de Iesu Cristo, s-a înălțit-o, cu Na, mungkin sebab orang pun faham, cuma kalau tak sama si muat tu. Tapi masa apa cerita? Dia susah nak ujian apa pun. Kalau mungkin nanti nak kaji kerja mana lebih cepat sila masalah ramai mawa. Mungkin kalau mungkin ada pun ada sebab anji, masih muat ada pun sebab anji. Nanti Yesus Kristus ada pun sebab anji apa pun. Ia kerana kita kan kami mana tadi masalah ramai mawa.
I'll turn it back over to you.
Shall we sing hymn number 23? In the number 3, in closing of our service.
Yes, so
Thank you.
In nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified, who came, lived, died, and rose again, that you might be a merciful and just God and Savior. I pray that you would strengthen each of us as preachers to declare Him who is all to you and is indeed all to sinners that you've purposed to save when you're pleased to reveal Him in their hearts. So I commend each of us to you who have heard this message today. And Lord, I pray that your will be done and your name and honored and glorified in all things. And we give you the praise, honor, and glory in our dear Savior's name. Amen.
Amen.